Shalom to all. Today's episode of Yerushalmi Daf Mem Gimel. We are starting Mem Beis Amud Beis about 2 lines off for the bottom with the words Pitum Shemar Amishcha and Vilna Tzur Stavas on Chav Dalad Amud Beis. And today's Daf sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Tzar Bas Biakov Maisha Hernish Amash Shad Havin Aliyah. Now the previous Gemara we had mentioned almost as a side point that the Shemar Amishcha, the anointing oil, was hidden away. It was Nignaz, and so now we discuss at greater length Pitum Shemar Amishcha, the preparation, the making of the Shemar Amishcha. How did it go? So the pasuk tells us Vata Kach Chav Bsam Reish. You should take for yourself the following spices. This is what Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu Mar Dor Chamish Meis Vegaim. Altogether, all the different spices and roots that were necessary for the making of the Shemar Mishcha was 1,500 manim, which means portions, and each one weighed a shekel. So this is quite a lot of roots and spices that was used in the making of it. Now, how much oil? Shemen Zayas Hin, just one hin of olive oil. Shein Shneimasar Loig, that's 12 loig, and that's only about 4 or 5 liters of oil to something about 50 pounds of spices. So you see, there's really not so much oil. What was done with it? This oil was used for cooking the roots. That's from Meir's opinion. He says that the roots were cooked in water. That way they absorbed as much as they were able to. Then, Moshe Rabbeinu put oil on top of the roots. And then once the oil got the aroma of the spices, he would like take it off or wipe it off. The way that spice makers or perfume makers, the way that they do it. That's what Pasuk says. Now, Tani Rabbi Yudah teaches Shemen HaMishcha she'asa Moshe Midbar. The Shemen HaMishcha that Moshe made in the Midbar, it was the only time Shemen HaMishcha was made. Ma'asa Nisim Nasu Ba'im Tchil Va'ad Saif. It was really Nisim happening to it from the beginning all the way till the very end. Shemetchila Lo'ay Bay Elo Shneimasar Loig. It only started out with 12 loig of oil, as we just said. Shemar says Shemen Zayis Hin, and the hin is 12 loig. And Losach Ba'isay Kain Lo'ay Sefek. If there wasn't even enough oil to put it on the roots, because there's so little oil and so many roots, that if the oil was actually put on the roots, it would just get absorbed into them, and there wouldn't be any oil left. Alachas Kam Vakam. For sure, when it was being cooked, the fire absorbed some, and the wood absorbed some, and the pot that's being cooked in, that absorbs some, meaning some gets evaporated. And also, what was the Shemar Mishcha used for? With it, the Shulchan and all of its Kelim, the Mishkan and all its Kelim, the Shulchan and all its Kelim, and the Menorah and all its Kelim were anointed with it. And with it, Aaron the Kohen Gadol and his sons were anointed all 7 days of the inauguration of the Mishkan, and we met Nimshu Kahanim Gedolim Melachim. With it, all the Kahanim Gedolim and Melachim in future generations were anointed. Now we just mentioned a side point: Melch B'tchil Eton Mashicha, the first king of the line, he needs Mashicha, but Melch Ben Melch Eino Eton Mashicha, the king who's the son of the king, he doesn't need Mashicha because his father already had Mashicha. And my time, what's the source for this? The pasuk says, "Kumashcheu ki zehu, get up and be Mashachim, because this is the one. Zeton Mashicha ve'Imrei Eton Mashicha, this one needs, and his son does not need. Avol Kain Gadol ben Kain Gadol, afilu." But a Kohen Gadol, even if he's the son of a Kohen Gadol, even if it's 10 generations of Kohanim Gedolim, father, son, each one still needs Mashicha. Here's Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi's point. All this Shemar Mishcha, this little bit of oil that we started out with, the 12 leg, it's still going to be all there. La'asid Lavei, by the building of the third base of Mikdash, Meher V'Yameinu, that's what the Pasuk says. Shemar Mishcha's Kodesh, Yeh Zeli L'dor Seichem. This Shemar Mishcha's Kodesh will be for all your generations. And the word Zeh is Gematria 12. So we see it started out with 12 leg. And it's still 12 loig all throughout the generations. And so we see that really it was just Ma'asa Nisim. We continue discussing this. Kings are only anointed by Mayan, by a spring of flowing water. That's what the pasuk says. You shall ride Shalom, my son, on the mule that I have. You shall bring him down to Gichon, which is a spring. They should anoint him as king over Israel. And this is a good omen for the king to be anointed by a flowing spring. It's symbolizing that his kingdom should last, it should flow, and it should be a constant source like a spring is. Now we further clarify this. We don't anoint a king, the son of a king, unless there's machlokes. As we had just said, if the person's father was a king, so he doesn't need to be anointed as a king. Then we just quote a pasuk that Shlomo Melech was anointed when we know that David was already anointed. So why is that? Because machlokes. Anytime there's some sort of contention, there's problems, we have to make sure that we know exactly who's the king, then we're going to anoint him, even though his father was anointed. And the Bible brings a couple of examples. So why did Shlomo Melech get Mashiach? Why was he anointed? Because of the issues with Adonio. This is one of David Melech's sons from a different wife. This Adonio decided, hey, my father David's old, I'm going to become king. So he started acting as king, and in order to show that no, Shlomo is king, they anointed Shlomo. And Yoash from Asalia. Yoash was anointed because of Asalia. Asalia was an evil woman who tried to wipe out every last vestige of Malchus Beis David, and somebody saved this baby Yoash. When he was a little bit older, they took him out. out and anointed him. Again, that was to make a point that he's the king. Yehu mibnei Yoram. Yehu was anointed because of Yoram. Yoram was the son of Achav, who was an evil king, and he followed in his father's ways. And Hashem told the Navi to anoint Yehu instead, and Yehu was told to then destroy Yoram and the house of Achav. And we have to add the following to the gear. So, Yoyachaz, bnei Yoyakim Achav, Shayagalu Menu, Shteshanim. Yoyachaz, he was also anointed because Yoyakim, his brother, was 2 years older than him, and so therefore we had to make a point that the younger brother is going to be anointed as king, even though his father was a king. So we're asked the third example of Yehu bnei Yoram. Like King Save, doesn't the Pasuk say, Komashcheu Kizehu, get up and anoint him because this is the one, referring to David HaMelech being anointed? And what do we learn from here? Zeton Mashicha Vain Malchei Yisrael to Mashicha, that this one needs Mashicha, only becomes from the line of David HaMelech. They need Mashicha, but Malchei Yisrael, which was the opposing kingdom that started in the days of David's grandson with Yerufim ben Nevat, being the first of Malchei Yisrael, those Malachim don't get Mashicha, and Yehu was a Malchei Yisrael, he wasn't Melech based David. And another question, Yachaz got anointed because Yoyakim, his brother, was 2 years older than him, but we have a problem with this as well, because Lo Yeshio Ganuz, didn't Yeshio, their father, hide away the oil? As we had said last daf, that he was the one that hid the Shemana Mishcha, so how is it that later on we're saying that his son Yoyachaz got anointed with the oil? That doesn't make sense, there wasn't Shemana Mishcha anyway. Answer to both of these questions is, Hada Amra, this tells us, Befarsaman Mishcho, that they were anointed with a Farsaman oil, which is balsam oil, very aromatic and wonderful oil, but not the original Shemana Mishcha. So that's why there's no problem anointing a king from Malchei Yisrael, because again, it's not the regular Shemana Mishcha, and also Yachaz Bnei Yoyakim, it was only with a Farsaman, it wasn't regular Shemana Mishcha. We continue discussing this. Ein Mashchim Melachim El Min HaKeren, a king from Malchus Beis David gets anointed with Shemana Mishcha that was in a horn. Now Shaul v'Yehu Nimshchum Min HaPach, Shaul HaMelech and Yehu Melech Yisrael, they were anointed from a flask of oil, Shahayis HaMalchus and Malchus Averis, because their kingdom was passing, it didn't last very long. Whereas David Shlomo Nimshchum Min HaKeren, David and Shlomo Melech, they were anointed from a horn, Shahayis HaMalchus and Malchus Kayemes, because their Malchus lasted much longer. Another memra, Ein Mashchim Kehanim Melachim, a Kayin is not anointed as a king. And I'll review that on Tundaria. Why is this? I'll shame because the Pasuk says, Lo Yasur Shevet Yehuda, that the staff shall not be moved from Yehuda, and the staff refers to the kingdom, and that's for Yehuda, as opposed to Kehanim, who come from Levi. Now, Merchid Ba'ada, he brings a different source. The Pasuk says, Laman Yaruch Yamim Amam Lachtoi, who Banam Bekar Yisrael, so he have length of days in his kingdom, him and his sons Bekar of Yisrael. So this is talking about kings. And Maxi Basre, what does it say afterwards? Even though it's not really related to this discussion, it's talking about something else. Nonetheless, we connect him for the Joshua. The Pasuk says, Lo Yalakan Malavim, that the Kehanim Malavim shouldn't have a chilek in Eretz Yisrael, but still is just as connected for the Joshua, that tells that a Kohen should not be a king. Now, it said before that Yoyachaz was anointed because he was becoming king before Yoyakim, his older brother. So now we clarify who these sons of Yeshio were. Amr Yechanan, he says, Hu Yechanan, Hu Yoyachaz. Yechanan and Yoyachaz are the same person. There's a pasuk that tells us, Ubnei Yeshio, the sons of Yeshio, who were they? HaBachar Yechanan, the Bachar, the oldest one, or the first one was Yechanan. HaSheni Yoyakim, the second was Yoyakim. HaShlishi Tzidkio, the third was Tzidkio. And Revi Shalom, the fourth was Shalom. As Rabbi Yechanan just told us, that Yechanan and Yoyachaz are the same person. The problem is, Vaksev, the pasuk says, HaBachar Yechanan, the Bachar is Yechanan. So like we say before, the Yoyachaz got anointed because he was younger than Yoyakim, but he ruled before him. If Yoyachaz and Yechanan are the same person, well, Yechanan is the Bachar. So the Gemara answers, no, Bachar LaMalchus. It means he was the first to reign, not that he was the oldest son. Now we continue discussing these sons. Amar Yechanan, Yechanan also says, Hu Shalom and Tzidkio? Shalom and Tzidkio are the same person. As the Gemara Vaksev, the pasuk says, HaShlishi Tzidkio, or Vi Shalom. The third was Tzidkio, and the fourth is Shalom. Obviously, they're different people. So the answer is that no, Shlishi Toldos, it means third as an offspring, and Revi Lamalchus, he was the fourth to reign. Meaning Yeshio actually only had three sons, his third and youngest son being Tzidkio, but he was the fourth of the family to reign, because the way that it worked was as follows. After Yeshio died, first Yoyachaz was king, then Yoyakim, then Yechaniah, who's a son of Yoyakim, and then went back up to the uncle, which again is the youngest son of Yeshio, that's Tzidkio. Now we talk about their names a little bit. Tzidkio, we said that's what his name was. Why did he get such a name? Tzidak all of Midas Hadin, because he was matzdik the Midas Hadin against him. Nebuchadnezzar killed his children in front of him, and then he blinded him, and he accepted his din from Shemaim with no complaints. And Shalom, why was he called this? Shebiyam of Shalom of Malchus Beis David, because in his days, the kingdom of Beis David ended, it was finished, he was the last one. And further clarification, Loi Shalom Havashmei, Loi Tzidkio Havashmei, his name wasn't Shalom or Tzidkio, meaning that's not the name he got at his bris, Ella Matanya, his name was Matanya. Hadoi Duchse, that's what the Pasuk says, Vayamlich Melch Bavel as Matanya Doide Tachtov, that the king of Bavel, referring to Nebuchadnezzar, crowned Matanya, his uncle, in his place. And he called him Tzidkio. So actually, this name Tzidkio came from Nebuchadnezzar, and his real name was Matanya. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow discussing the dimensions of the Aron. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.